Archers for the week 28 August to 2nd September 2005.
Pat has something important to discuss with Tony.
Tony, please listen to me.
No, I can't. I've got too much to do.
What? Ploughing up cereal stubble?
Yes. And Alistair rang me. He wants me to play 12th man this afternoon. If I don't get on, I'm going to get behind.
No. We need to talk about what we're going to do about Tom.
Do? There's nothing more to do.
You were tossing and turning all night. I know you didn't sleep, because neither did I.
Yeah, and how pointless is that? Did lying awake all night help you to come up with some miraculous solution?
No.
No.
But I can't accept just stepping back and doing nothing. He's about to sign a contract, a legally binding contract.
What contract?
Well, there's a draft version. I noticed it when I took his ironing up to his room. It was on his desk.
And did you read it?
No, of course not.
I don't expect Tom will have been tossing and turning all night, will he?
I don't know how well he slept, because he slept out again last night.
Yeah, out celebrating.
I don't care what he was doing, but I do care that he's not coming home. Is this how it's all going to end up? He moves his business, then he leaves home.
What did we do, Pat, eh? Tell me, why has he rejected everything we stand for?
I don't know.
We've worked so hard for this farm, for this family. Looking forward to a day when we could take a back seat and hand it all over.
I know.
And now what, eh? Will that be it, then, when we retire?
Oh, Tony.
What will it all have been for?
I don't know.
No, and neither do I anymore.
Look, I thought in the night, can we change our minds on the brand issue? If we do that, then he'll probably stay with Bridge Farm. It seems such a small thing.
Oh, it isn't just about that, though, is it? Suppose we did, and he stayed. Where would that leave us? If he's prepared to abandon his principles at the drop of a hat...
Let's just think about it.
No, no, it's gone too far for that. What kind of a lesson would I be teaching my son?
But he's my son too.
No, I'm sorry, Pat.
Please.
I can't.
Come on, Dad. Coffee and croissant for breakfast.
Oh, my goodness.
I saw these in the village shop when I went for a newspaper and I thought, Dad deserves a treat.
Did you?
So tuck in.
Oh, they're warm too.
I pop them in the oven for a few minutes to crisp them up. Here you are.
Peggy and I usually just have tea and toast and the orange and...
Marmalade?
Marmalade, yes. We have two kinds because I don't like the one with the strings in.
Shreds, Dad.
Peggy always makes sure everything's just right.
She's a marvel.
Oh, I'm very lucky.
Now, I married myself, of course. I know just how important the love of a good partner is.
Yes, that's right. Being with Peggy is such a comfort, and she's been a great help to me.
Mm. Oh, good.
I've felt so much more relaxed since she persuaded me to sell some of my business interests.
Oh, yes. Which ones?
Oh, they weren't the important ones.
Poor Peggy.
Peggy? Why?
It doesn't seem fair to burden her with these things at her time of life.
She can cope.
Of course she can. She really is wonderful, but...
But what?
Oh, nothing. Just that, as much as I love Carl, I wouldn't want to give him the responsibility. Financial matters can cause such rifts between couples, can't they?
Well, I hadn't thought.
But I'm sure that's not the case at all with you and Peggy. You seem very happy.
Oh, yes, we are.
Good.
Although, we did have a bit of a disagreement now I come to think about it.
Oh, dear. Did you?
She was right to insist about the businesses, though.
I'm sure she has your best interests at heart.
Mm.
Mind you, a woman of her age can be influenced by members of the family with their own agendas. You hear about it all the time.
How do you mean?
Oh, take no notice of me.
I don't think Peggy will let herself be influenced.
Of course she won't.
She's a very strong woman.
Mm.
It was one of the qualities that first attracted me to her, and one of the things I've always admired in her.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
As I say, she was right to insist. It was all taken care of very quickly.
Oh, dear. Oh, but I'm sure it was all done properly.
I'm sure it was. I've had the same firm of accountants for years.
No details overlooked, then?
Not as far as I know.
Now, that suggests to me that you're not entirely happy about what happened, Dad.
Oh, I am.
I can sense a but.
No. No, not at all. Although I might leave it a while before I sell any more.
Quite right. Give yourself a breathing space to think about it properly.
Yes. Yes, I will.
Only do it if that's what you want.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Well, good for you. And you can count on me to back you up.
Oh, we would have to park all the way down there. These shoes are killing me.
Well, I never thought there'd be that kind of turnout.
No, me. We were lucky to get there for the start.
Blimey, Loxley Norton's vicar's a bit different from Alan, isn't he?
You can say that again. Those mutton chop whiskers.
What were they about? He was like something out of a novel.
Know what you mean. He looked as if he'd be more at home on a horse than in a pulpit.
Half expecting him to rest a gouty leg on a footstool and start yelling for steak and port.
It was a lovely service, though.
Yeah, it was.
That's one parish councillor who's going to be missed.
Yeah, he was a good bloke, Ted Herrick.
The dedication of the bench was a nice touch.
If it did go on a bit.
Ted kept the churchyard immaculate, didn't he?
Remember, he always used to joke about spending more time with the dead than the living. They were better company, he said.
What do you want to do about the reception? We ought to show our faces.
Yeah, well, I don't want to stay too long. I'd like to see how Sam's doing with those carvings due.
Yeah, suits me. Can't wait to get out of these heels.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to the match this afternoon.
Keeps fine. I'll bring Ben and Josh down to watch.
And Pip.
She and Izzy have plans, apparently.
Oh, fair enough.
David?
Uh-huh.
Has Sam said anything about Fliss lately?
Not to me, no.
Oh, he's been a bit quiet about her to me as well.
So?
Just wondering. Oh, come on, open that car door and let me sit down.
And the Canada Goose has become so good at guarding this chap's business, it won't even let him inside.
Oh, dear.
Gives a new meaning to being goosed at the office.
I thought we might eat outside today.
Oh, shall we, Peggy? It is a lovely day.
Fine by me.
Good. Could you give me a hand with the tablecloth, Hazel?
I'll go and fetch a nice bottle of, what are we having?
Pork.
Right. I'll see what we've got. Back in a mo.
This is pretty.
Yes, I bought it from a craft fair Jack and I went to.
Now, Peggy, since Dad's gone in, I'd like a word.
Oh, what about?
Sit down a moment, would you please?
I was just going to make the gravy. Can't this wait?
Not really. The fact is, I'm very concerned about Dad.
He's managing very well at the moment.
I'm sorry, Peggy, but I disagree. I'm quite shocked about how anxious he seems.
Really?
Yes. About his business interests. He was confiding in me earlier.
Was he?
Yes. And it was clear to me that he's not happy with how things are progressing.
That's what he said?
To be frank, Peggy, his grasp on what's happening is tenuous at best.
I can assure you that's not the case at all.
Well, he wasn't at all certain he'd understood things properly when he spoke to me.
What exactly are you trying to say, Hazel?
That I think we'd be doing him a favour by taking the pressure off him.
I have been trying. Your father's a difficult man to persuade sometimes.
Well, frankly, I think it's vital that you and I get more involved. I mean, before his mental state gets any worse.
Never mind, David.
Oh, caught behind. I can't believe it.
Oh, you had a very good innings.
Oh, thank you, Pat. I mistimed that one completely there.
Let's see what Alistair can do.
Yeah. Hey, Tom's playing well, Tony.
Yeah.
Is there any more barley water?
Hang on.
Yeah, he's very cheerful. Things improving for him?
If you can call it improving. Thanks to Brian Albridge.
Brian?
Brian, yes. Anyone else for barley water?
Brian Albridge is moving into the organic pork business.
Not exactly.
Right.
Here we go, David.
Cheers. I'm parched. Oh, where are the kids?
They heard the ice cream van, so Kent has taken them off to track it down.
Wow. He does come in useful from time to time.
We went to a memorial service this morning, Pat.
Oh, yeah?
In Loxley Norton, to commemorate one of the parish councillors there.
They bought a bench for the churchyard and dedicated it to his memory.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Well, Ted was very active. A bit like George, really. They'll miss him.
Would have been George's birthday in a few weeks. I can't remember the exact date offhand. Tony, can you?
George's birthday? I'm lucky if I can remember my own.
Well, anyway, it would be nice to have some sort of a memorial service for him.
Yes, it would. That's a very good idea.
You'll have to put it to them at the next meeting, David.
Yeah, I will.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, hi, Jack.
Hi.
Peggy.
Hello. No Hazel?
She has some telephone calls to make.
We thought we'd have a stroll down here.
Actually, I think I'll watch a bit of the game, Peggy, if you don't mind.
Of course not. I'll go a bit further.
I'll come with you, Peggy. I could do with stretching my legs.
Oh, that'd be nice.
You can have my chair, Jack.
Oh, thanks. How are we doing, Tony?
What? What's that?
Plays a bit average, Jack.
I wouldn't say that.
Roy had a good innings as opener. And Tom's clocking them up slowly but surely.
What's the score? I can't make the board out without my glasses.
98-7.
Oh, dear. Come on, Ambridge.
I saw Jennifer yesterday. Alice did very well in her GCSEs, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. So did Amy. I asked Alan this morning after church.
Oh, is she going on to college too?
She wants to study midwifery, you said.
Oh, that's good.
And Alice is currently pestering Brian to buy her a car.
Oh, is she?
She's worked out how much you'll be saving on school fees, apparently.
Oh, don't mention that to Tony, Peggy, please.
Oh, no, of course not.
I suppose you know what Tom's done.
Yes, he came to the lodge yesterday to let me know. I'm sorry, Pat. It must be difficult for you.
Oh, it's not your fault. But Tony's very hurt at the moment, so...
Yes, I'm sorry. It was insensitive of me.
No, that's fine. Let's change the subject, shall we? How are you coping with Hazel?
Oh, with a great deal of patience. It's taking me all my time.
I shouldn't think it's easy.
She never was an easy woman.
How long is she staying, has she said?
No, she hasn't. And I'm not sure about the reason for her stay, either. But I'll do my best to be pleasant to her while she's here for Jack's sake. I hope it won't be for too much longer.
Hazel was beginning to make plans.
And do you remember me giving you a little Bassetown puppy for your 10th birthday, Hazel?
Honey? Yes, of course I remember it, Dad.
And that spring we walked her along the Am quite a lot.
Did we?
She used to bark at the ducks. But if one of them quacked at her, she'd run a mile. Do you remember?
Yes, vaguely.
We were always out and about in those days. We used to go for walks up Lakey Hill.
Once or twice, perhaps.
Oh, more than once or twice.
It's not quite what I remember, Dad.
Oh.
You did the best you could.
Oh, I did.
For a busy entrepreneur, but...
I always made time for you. You were my world.
Was I?
Of course. Don't you remember how happy you were that day you took on my name and became a Woolley?
Yes. Yes, of course I do.
I gave you your new birth certificate. You thought it was a dream come true.
Yes.
I was a busy man, I admit. But fathers didn't get involved in those days like they do now.
I know.
And I had a new family to support. I wanted to work hard for you.
Of course. Some people had dads who worked from home, though.
Well...
Oh, forget it, Dad. What's done is done.
Yes.
Tell me some more about the walks we went on with Honey.
Oh, there's nothing more to tell, really.
Never mind. I just wish I had more nice memories myself. You know, so I can tell the kids when I get back home.
Oh, you're not thinking of leaving, are you?
Dear Dad, as much as I'd love to stay longer, I have a home and family to get back to.
But you've only been here a few days.
All good things come to an end. I don't want Kimmy and KJ growing up and saying they hardly saw their stepmum, do I?
How old are they?
They're teenagers, Dad. I told you.
Well, you know what young people are like, in a world of their own.
That's very true.
They'd understand you wanted to stay a few more days with your old dad.
Well...
You could phone them and ask them. Or maybe I could speak to them on the phone. Tell them what it would mean to me.
No, Dad. You can't phone now. It's the middle of the night in California. Anyway, you're right. They wouldn't mind.
So that's settled then?
Oh, dear. Not really.
Why? What's the matter?
It's just... I feel as though I've imposed enough on Peggy's hospitality.
Oh, she's been very happy to put you up.
Oh, yes, she's been very kind. But having a house guest is hard work at her age. No, I really think I'd better book my flight.
No, please. I'm sure we can think of something.
I can't impose on anyone else in her family. They're all very busy people.
Oh, I know. Grey Gables. You could stay there.
It's a lovely idea, Dad, but it's so expensive.
No. As my guest, of course. You wouldn't have to pay.
Oh, really? Oh, well, that would be the ideal solution. If Caroline's got any rooms...
I'll ring her up. I'm sure she can fit you in somewhere.
No, that's fine, Dad. Don't you worry about it. I'll go up there this afternoon and speak to Caroline myself.
Come on, old girl. That's the way. Come on.
Everything all right, Oliver?
Caroline, I thought you'd have gone to work then, huh?
I was just chatting to Nick.
Well, you should have got him out here. He could have given Ed and me a hand.
He's engrossed in a book.
Well, fair enough. I'll leave it a day or two until he's had time to settle in.
What's the matter with her?
Touch of bloat. Ed spotted she was breathing a bit quickly. Good call on his part.
Will she be all right?
Oh, yes, we've caught it early. I'll drench her and walk her about for a bit, and she'll be fine.
Oh, by the way, what did you decide about the Borsetshire Life article?
Before and after pictures of the farm.
I don't suppose you've given it much thought.
I haven't, to be truthful. I leave it up to you.
The only reason I'd be tempted to do it would be to wind up Linda Snell.
Oh.
The way she's gone on about it. You're bound to be chosen with your connections, Caroline.
What does she mean?
The Netherbournes, of course.
Oh, I see. Well, tell Borsetshire Life no, but wind her up anyway.
Good idea. It is a bit vulgar, isn't it? The whole idea.
Oh, I don't mind either way, so long as they don't get under my feet.
I'll ring them up and put them off when I get to work.
Right.
But if you see Linda, tell her we're still negotiating the syndication rights.
Oh, you wicked woman. When will you be back?
Oh, I'm not sure with it being bank holiday.
Well, give me a ring later, and if you can get away, we'll take Nick for a pizza, eh?
Okay. I'll see you later.
Bye.
Hi, Ed.
Hey, all right, Caroline.
Okay, girl, okay.
Right, well, I'm off up to Tuitt with the topper. How's she doing?
Oh, she'll be fine.
Is it okay if I finish a bit early today? I'm meeting Jazza in the ball for a couple before we decide what we're going to do.
So. Yeah, no problem. I'll bring Nick over, see if he wants a game of ball with me.
Oh, the new foster kid?
Yeah. He's a good lad. A bit quiet.
Well, that sounds all right to me.
Yeah, not a bit like Bruno.
You were glad to see the back of him, though, weren't you?
He was a challenge, let's say.
Well, you can say that. I'd say he was a pain in the backside.
Well, even so, I think we missed him when he went.
Yeah, like a hole in the head.
You know, I'm really enjoying this fostering, Lark.
Well, you're good with him.
Oh, thanks. Though it does make me realise how much I'm missing out on seeing my grandchildren growing up.
Well, you should go and see him.
Yeah. You know, I very well might. Caroline and I could go over to New York for our next holiday.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'd do.
Come in.
Caroline, have you got a minute?
Oh, Hazel, yes. Come in.
Thanks.
What can I do for you?
Could you see the hotel so busy?
Yes, it is. Can I help you with something in particular?
Yes. I had a heart-to-heart with Dad this morning. And I've decided to stay in the Royal Garden Suite until I fly back to the States.
The Garden Suite?
Yes. Peggy's getting on a bit. She can't really cope with a house guest. But I want to be near Dad. Seem the obvious solution to him.
Jack suggested this?
Oh, yes. I wouldn't presume otherwise.
Just have a seat for a moment, would you? Let me bring up the bookings on the screen.
I was saying last week when we came for lunch, I do approve of the changes you've made.
Oh, good.
Lends the place a sense of space, of airiness.
Yes, we were pleased. Here we are. No. I'm sorry, but the Royal Garden Suite's occupied all week.
Don't worry. I'll move in at the weekend.
Sorry, Hazel, but the suite's booked afterwards up until the end of September.
It can't be.
Lord Ailton books the whole month for when he comes up to the partridge shoot in the Hassett Hills. He's been coming for years.
No. Dad would want me to stay in the Royal Garden Suite. Perhaps you can move Lord What's-his name. I'll get Higgs to bring my things up over the weekend.
Oliver, can I get you one?
Let me, if I can find my way to the bar.
Yeah. How's Nick?
Oh, he's really getting into the pool. Give me a run for my money. No sign of Jazzy yet?
He just texted me. He's only just got up. Typical.
Well, it is bank holiday, after all.
Tom's working, though. Him and Neil are putting up fencing over at Home Farm. I think Tom's trying to shovel as much extra work as he can Neil's way. Feels guilty, I think.
So, what are your plans today, then?
Well, I've not made any so far.
Oh, how did you get on at that club you all went to at the weekend?
Okay.
What, just okay? You had a hot date, you said.
Yeah, she was nice enough.
Good heavens, dear, this isn't like you. The girls of Botchester are normally beating you off with a stick. Or so you tell me.
I don't know. I'm just a bit fed up round here, really.
Ah, I see.
I mean, wherever you go, it's the same old faces, people you went to school with.
Yeah, I do know what you mean.
I mean, there's got to be something more than this, than Ambridge.
There's a whole world out there, Ed.
I was thinking about last year, you know, Beth and Hungary and everything.
Oh, a bit of wanderlust, eh? Well, good thing in a young man. Take my advice. Do a bit more travelling while you can.
Yeah, that's what I've been thinking.
Well, would you like me to fix things up for you in Hungary again?
Well, I was thinking of going a little bit further than Hungary.
Huh?
Well, I was thinking about Australia.
Australia?
You know, plenty of hot babes, great weather, loads of beer. It's the same as Hungary, but the bonus is they all speak English. Well, kind of.
Yeah, just the ticket.
Well, I'm going to find out how much the flight costs. I'll get a job there, easy. Bar work, farm work, whatever.
Well, good for you, Ed. You seem to have it all figured out.
Hello?
Peggy, it's Caroline.
Oh, hello, Caroline. How are you?
Hazel called in at Grey Gables a short time ago.
Oh, yes.
I was ringing just to confirm the arrangements for her stay.
Her stay? At Grey Gables?
Oh, she obviously hasn't discussed this with you.
She hasn't, I'm afraid.
Oh, dear.
What exactly has she arranged?
Well, she's asked for the Royal Garden Suite starting at the weekend.
Did she?
And it's booked up until the end of the month, I'm afraid. But we do have other rooms free, so there won't be a problem with accommodating her at the hotel.
Thank you.
But I do need to know if she'll be settling her account herself, or if I'm to send Jack an invoice.
I really couldn't say, Caroline.
Sorry, Peggy. Of course you can't. You and Jack haven't discussed it yet.
I'm sure Jack has just forgotten to mention it to me. I'll ask him about it now and ring you back in a little while.
All right, thank you.
Well, thanks for letting me know.
Bye.
Bye, Caroline.
Peggy!
What is it?
Come out here.
All right, I'm coming.
Come quickly, come on.
Whatever's the matter, Jack?
Look up there.
Where?
In that tall tree.
In the poplar? I can't see anything.
Oh, it's gone. I must have frightened it off shouting for you.
What was it?
A parrot.
A parrot?
Oh, yes.
Oh, it can't have been a parrot, Jack.
Yes, it was, definitely.
What did it look like?
It was green.
Oh, it must have been a green woodpecker.
No, it was a parrot. It had a long tail and bright red beak.
Well, that is odd.
Do you think it'll come back?
It might. Jack.
Hmm?
Can I ask you a question about Hazel?
Yes.
That was Caroline on the phone. She says Hazel's moving into Grey Gables.
Oh, yes, that's right. Now, when did she say?
At the weekend.
Oh, right.
But we'll have to tell her she can't stay in the Royal Garden Suite.
Oh, does she want to?
It seems so.
Oh, well then, she must.
Unfortunately, it's booked.
Well, I'm sure Caroline will sort it out for her.
Well, I'm not sure she can.
Oh, she will. Caroline's very good at that sort of thing.
And, Caroline wanted to know who to send the account to.
Well, I'll be paying, of course.
That's what I thought.
It's not a problem, is it, Peggy?
No, Jack, of course it isn't.
Hazel's my daughter, and now she's living far away, she won't be able to come here very often. So she should have the best when she does visit.
Where possible.
She's only moving into the hotel out of consideration for you, Peggy.
For me?
So you wouldn't tire yourself out looking after her.
I see.
If we can't give her hospitality here in our home, the least I can give her is the best the hotel has to offer.
All right. I don't want to argue about it.
So you needn't make a fuss, Peggy. It'll all be sorted out.
At Bridge Farm, the atmosphere is tense.
I've picked the cos Helen asked for.
Right.
She said the rocket and spinach was still selling well.
Apparently.
Well, I've done a couple of boxes of rocket, so shall I cut some spinach as well?
Whatever you think, Tom.
Look, Mum, I'm really sorry how things have worked out.
Yes, so am I.
I wish it could have been different.
Yes, well, you know our feelings on it all. I don't think there's any point in going over it all again, do you?
No.
Thought I heard voices.
Oh, Brian. Oh, sorry. I lost track of time.
Well, come on, shake a leg. I want to get there early. Have a word with the accountants first.
Yeah. Is it okay if I leave you to finish off here, Mum?
Oh, yes. I'm sure you've got much more important things to see to.
Right. I'll get changed and be straight back down.
Just off to the creditors' meeting in Felbersham.
None of my business.
Look, Pat.
You've got a nerve showing your face here, Brian, after what you've done.
I beg your pardon?
How dare you? The very least you could have done would have been to have discussed it with Tony and me before you spoke to Tom.
Well, I'm not sure.
It was a matter of common courtesy. Yes, the pork business is Tom's, but he kept some of the pigs here on Bridge Farm.
I'm sorry, Pat, I fail to see the relevance.
His enterprise was webbed into our family business. Whether you choose to accept that or not, we backed him to the hilt.
Look, I know you're bitter because Tom rejected
your offer. No, Brian. I'm angry because he is throwing away his organic status.
He rejected your offer because you and Tony failed to show faith in him or his business. If you had, I wouldn't be here now.
You're the one who interfered. You've split this family right down the middle.
Well, don't blame me for that, Pat. I mean, I find it incredible that you were prepared to see your own son's business go under rather than sacrifice your pride and your principles.
It's nothing to do with pride, Brian, and you know it. Principles, yes, maybe. You've just behaved like an unprincipled opportunist.
I don't think so. But if being an opportunist means spotting an opportunity and moving in on it, then I plead guilty. And the only principle worth bothering about is the business principle, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, why doesn't that surprise me?
A principle that drives me to make money in order to secure the future for my family.
And what about farming organically to secure the future for everyone's family?
Oh, Pat, let's not go down that whole road. You know I've got a lot of respect for what you and Tony have achieved, but Tom is Tom, and you should be thanking me for supporting him.
But if...
You just wait and see, Pat. Your son's pork business is really going to take off.
Lewis?
Yes, Julia?
Have you seen Nigel?
He's gone to check on the swallows before he leaves.
Oh, for goodness sake. Titcomb's bringing the car out and Elizabeth's getting the children ready. If you could bring down the suitcases, please.
Yes, all right.
Oh, I do wish Nigel would hurry. If they leave now, they'll miss the rush hour traffic at both ends of the journey.
Anyone would think you couldn't wait to see them gone.
Now, don't be facetious. Of course I want them to get off. They deserve a holiday. We had a very busy year with our wedding and everything else.
Yes, and a few days on the East Coast is just the thing.
Of course. I told them to go for longer.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
And they could quite easily have taken a fortnight and gone abroad. I mean, the Côte d'Azur is lovely at this time of year.
Well, perhaps they will in the future.
Nigel would have gone for longer this time. It's just Elizabeth he couldn't persuade.
It's very difficult for someone as hands-on in the business as she is.
Oh, do you think that's it?
Well, I'm sure it is.
Well, I don't know. Elizabeth always did have a rather suspicious nature.
It's just the weight of responsibility. After all, just think what Lower Loxley represents.
Yes, I suppose you're right. Well, now, be a dear and bring down those cases.
Yes, Mum.
Oh, Lewis. This is Lower Loxley. Julia Padgett of Carmichael speaking.
Hi, Julia. It's Ruth.
Oh, yes. Hello, Ruth.
Could I have a quick word with Elizabeth, please? I've been ringing the mobile, but it must be off.
No, I'm sorry. They're just about to leave on holiday. If you give me a message, I'll make sure she gets it as soon as she comes back.
I'm glad I've caught them. Is Lily looking for one of her dolls by any chance?
I really don't know.
She must have left it when they came over to play with Josh and Ben yesterday.
We'll just keep it for her until they get back at the weekend.
Well, the thing is, you see, I found it in Ben's room this morning.
Elizabeth told me she never goes anywhere without it. She must have been looking all over the place.
Oh, so that was what Nigel was searching for at 10 o'clock last night.
Look, I've just got to pop into the shop, and then I'll drive over and drop it off before they go.
How long will you be?
I'll be as quick as I can. A half an hour?
Yes, all right.
Thanks, Julia. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Pat.
Hello, Ruth. No Ben.
No, he and Josh are both helping David at home.
Uh-oh.
We're all tired out. I'll be glad when the schools go back next week.
Oh, I remember that feeling.
Jack seemed in good spirits on Sunday.
Yeah, doing him a world of good, Hazel being here.
That's good.
Just wish I could say the same for Peggy.
Oh?
Although she hasn't said as much.
She's a proud woman.
Yes, but we all know Hazel only too well.
Jill said she was going to give her the benefit of the doubt.
She's kinder than I am. Hazel got Jack to open a store card for her at Underwood's yesterday.
You think she's just taking Jack for a ride?
I don't know, but Peggy's clearly uneasy about it. And, as I said, we do know her of old.
Hello.
Hi, Ian. Hello, Adam.
Hello.
Hi.
I just better get these yoghurts into the shop.
Where are you two off to?
Honeysuckle Cottage.
Matt wants us to decide whether we want to buy any other furniture.
When do you move in?
Well, we've not set a date yet.
But you and David will be invited to our housewarming party.
You must be really excited.
Yes, Honeysuckle Cottage. Not bad for a first rung on the property ladder, is it?
Look, Pat, whatever Brian and Tom are doing, it's nothing to do with me.
No, I realise that. Ian, could you open the door for me?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, dear.
Would you like to stop for a bite of lunch, Tom?
I won't, thanks. I've got the fencing to finish off.
Oh, good. Well, the sooner you start moving the stock, the better.
Yeah. Then I promised Neil I'd make a few phone calls for him.
Oh, well, you trying to find him work?
No, some contacts to buy his organic wieners.
Oh, by the way, I've done a deal with that feed company outside Filbisham. They'll deliver in a couple of days.
Wow, that was quick.
Oh, well, I know their MD. His stepdaughter was at school with Alice.
Right, great.
Right, well, I better let you get off.
I have to say, I was impressed with how firm you were with the creditors.
Oh, yes?
Well, I thought you drove a real hard bargain on your offer for the assets.
Oh, good.
And thanks for agreeing to carry on paying the lease items.
Ah, that's okay. Of course, I'll expect a contribution from you, Tom.
Oh, well, yeah, of course.
Let's say 10 grand towards the settlement. It can come out of your wages over the next couple of years, if you like.
Yeah, right, thanks.
Well, things are definitely moving forward, eh?
Yep. Great.
So then, Adam, what do you think?
Actually, some of it's really well made.
That's true.
Look at those dovetail joints.
Yeah.
You don't often see carpentry like this, Ian.
Yeah, I mean, admittedly, it's craftsman made.
It must have cost a fortune.
Look, before you get carried away, I'm really not a fan of Italian reproduction.
No, nor me, I suppose.
So?
We'll pass then, yeah?
Definitely.
Although he hasn't left much without the red stickers in any case, has he?
Well, you think he's planning to move this lot into Nightingale Farm?
Looks like it.
If your Auntie Lillian agrees.
You've got to admire his nerve in even asking.
Yeah, there won't be enough room to swing one of her fur coats.
Look at this beautiful place. And it's ours. Pat's right. What a starter home.
Oh, you're not going to let her get to you, are you?
Not a chance.
Really?
Right now, I couldn't care less if Brian adopted Tom Archer.
I'm glad to hear it.
Although I have to say I was a bit put out last week.
When?
When I first heard about it from Mum.
Well, but not now.
Brian's another one whose nerve you can't help admiring.
I know.
He spots an opening and he's through it faster than a rat up a drainpipe.
He's not a man given to self-doubt, is he?
No. And I can't help feeling a bit sorry for poor Tom.
He hasn't a clue what he's let himself in for, has he?
But when all's said and done, I'm really not bothered.
No?
Yeah. I've got this place. And you. That's me sorted.
You sure?
Let Brian get on with it. I've never been happier.
Me neither.
Hi, Julia.
Ah, oh, Rose.
I've brought Lily's doll.
Oh, very kind of you.
I've not missed them, have I?
A chance would be a fine thing.
There's plenty of time.
I had to drop Ben off at Jill's and he was fast asleep. I got a bit delayed.
How's David and the children?
They're all fine, thanks. So Elizabeth and Nigel haven't left yet?
Nigel's driven the children off to the petrol station. Provisions for the journey.
And Elizabeth?
Elizabeth is in the office.
I didn't think she'd be working today.
Nor did I.
I know what it's like, though. There's always 101 things you can think of to do before you can leave it all behind.
Very true.
It really is quite ridiculous, in my opinion. She isn't leaving things in the hands of just anyone.
Will you both be managing the business?
Well, it's hardly that.
Oh, yes, it is. And Elizabeth is well aware that Lewis and I have taken charge before and are perfectly well qualified to do so again.
They've proved they haven't any qualms on that score. They've booked the hotel until the weekend.
Where are they going?
Oh, very swish hotel on the East Coast.
Lovely.
With two swimming pools and a Michelin star, I believe.
They'll have a great time.
Yes, I'm sure they will.
If they ever go. Nigel wasn't concerned in the least.
So what's the problem?
Oh, it's my daughter-in-law. She has insisted on typing up a set of instructions for us.
What sort of instructions?
A blow-by-blow list of directions and information on exactly how Thursday evening should be organised.
Is there some kind of function?
Yes, Lewis and I will be hosting an evening for a group of American tourists.
Oh, I see. And what will that consist of?
A very boring four-course meal, consumed to the accompaniment of a tedious local string quartet.
I take it it's not your thing then, Julia.
Well, in my opinion, the entire thing lacks imagination.
But if I were one of the tourists, I'd be blown away by the hall and the grounds. You wouldn't need to do anything fancy.
Exactly what I've been saying.
Well, I disagree.
But, fortunately, it's all been organised, hasn't it, Julia?
Apparently.
Down to the last detail, so Julia and I don't actually have to do very much, do we?
No, Lewis.
We simply have to oversee proceedings?
Yes, Lewis.
From a distance. Isn't that right, Julia?
Of course, dear.
Hazel's taking stock of the village shop.
The video rental section's fine, Dad.
It seems to be a success.
I'm just not sure about the post office.
The pensioners depend on it.
Apart from the pensioners, who uses the shop?
Oh, a lot of people in the village.
Really?
Oh, yeah. For the things they run out of unexpectedly.
I suppose most people do a weekly supermarket shop, though.
Ah, but the village shop provides a public service.
Surely the priority is to make a profit.
Hello, Jack. Oh. And, Hazel, isn't it?
Have we met before?
I work on reception at Grey Gables. Linda Snell. Delighted to meet you.
You too, Linda.
Just called in for Robert's biscuits, actually. Betty or Susan not about?
Betty's checking the stock for them. What was it, Hazel?
Just a pair of tights. I'm a bit fussy, I'm afraid.
Mind you, Susan might not be working in here much longer.
Oh?
Yes, I bumped into her earlier on her way back from her interview at the Laurels. She said it went well, seemed very hopeful.
Oh, I see.
She'll hardly be irreplaceable. Don't you worry about it, Dad.
Oh dear. I hope I haven't spoken out of turn.
Dad just gets a bit insecure, don't you?
Insecure? Not really.
Dad and I are spending some quality time together. He's showing me around the village.
Oh.
We saw a parrot the other day, didn't we?
No, Dad. You said you saw a parrot.
Green it was.
A parrot? You're sure it wasn't a green woodpecker?
Oh, no, no. I'm certain it was a parrot.
Honestly, I'm sure Linda doesn't want to hear you rambling on about parrots.
Well...
We're looking at some of my old haunts.
Oh. Used you to live here, then?
When she was little, we lived in Ambridge Hall.
Well, I knew you did, Jack, of course, but I
was only young.
Oh. Well, you must come over and I'll show you round. Robert and I bought it, heavens, almost 20 years ago now.
Doesn't time fly?
In fact, if you'd come over, you'd be doing me a favour.
What sort of favour?
Well, there's a very strong possibility that Borsetshire Live will be featuring Ambridge Hall in the forthcoming issue. They've more or less promised.
That's a good thing.
Oh, yes. It's wonderful both to have one's creative endeavours appreciated and to be an inspiration to others.
I see.
So if you and Jack would care to cast an objective eye over these small alterations I've been making and give me some feedback.
Feedback?
Criticism, Dad.
Oh.
Well, not quite criticism, perhaps. But suggestions for any little improvements would be gratefully received. And I'd be delighted, in return, to offer you lunch.
That should do it.
Right.
Oh, those two are bagging up nicely.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get them back to the yard, shall we?
Hang on, there's no great rush.
Oh, no, okay.
Let's have a breather first.
Yeah, fine.
What did Sam say he was getting up to today?
Oh, well, bizarrely, he's off to Borchester.
Borchester?
Mm-hmm. Wait for it. Clothes shopping.
David, are you having me on?
That's what he said to me.
Oh, I should go into Borchester myself. Josh needs new PE kit and another couple of shirts.
Mm, rather you than me.
I know, not very exciting, is it? Oh, and Julia Pargeter rang.
Oh, what does she want?
A whole Hereford, believe it or not.
Wow. Did you make a sale?
No, I offered to bring some samples over for a tasting, but she hasn't got time, she said.
Mm.
Ruth! Ruth!
Hi, Jo.
I don't want to interrupt.
No, no, you're not. It's fine. What's the problem?
I've been harvesting some of the shallots and measuring the diameter.
Hang on, Mum, you've come all the way up here to give us the vital statistics of your veg.
No, of course I haven't. I've been checking on all the vegetables I'm entering in the flower and produce show.
Uh-huh. And what's the verdict?
Well, that's it, you see.
Not really, no.
It's all very well for your father to be amused. He's got no serious rivals in the rose category.
Mm, here we go.
I realise that I don't know how my beans and onions are doing, because I haven't anything to judge them against.
Well, it's no use asking us. Any good onion, as far as I'm concerned, is one that's bubbling gently in olive oil.
I've got a plan.
Right. A cunning plan, would that be?
It's quite simple. And it'll only take Ruth and me 10 minutes. Half an hour at the outside.
Me? How do I figure in all this?
All we have to do is go over to Ambridge Hall. On some pretext or other.
What pretext?
I'll think of something. Then, when Linda answers the door, I'll slip off to check the vegetable patch while you keep her talking.
To Linda Snell? What about?
Go on, love. You're just moaning about boring trips to Borchester. This is industrial espionage. Just the job.
And here we are. The drawing room.
Oh, I've always thought you made a big difference to this room, Linda.
Lovely. Very tastefully decorated. It's all beautiful.
Oh, well, thank you. Now, before I show you upstairs, why don't you make yourselves comfortable and I'll get us a drink. Jack,
mm-hmm.
Can I get you a hot drink? Or juice, perhaps, or even a sherry? Oh, dear.
Don't worry about us. You go and answer the door.
Back in a tick.
Is it coming back to you, Hazel? Do you remember the huge Christmas trees we had in the hall?
Yes.
Almost the whole village coming round.
I expect I was in bed. I don't remember being included in any Christmas parties.
You and I celebrated your birthday with a party every year.
I don't remember ever really feeling at home here.
Don't you?
No, if I'm honest. I just remember the Christmas Mum left.
Yes. I could never forgive her for that. Not for myself, but for you.
I didn't fit in with all those horsey girls and the farmer's sons. My friends were at boarding school.
And I thought I was doing the right thing.
I wish we hadn't come, really.
No. My mistake again.
Come this way, we're all in here.
I don't think we should gatecrash, Jill.
We're not, are we, Linda?
No, more the merrier.
Linda, Dad and I...
Oh, hello, Jack.
Hello.
I invited Hazel and Jack to lunch. Perhaps you and...
Yes, thank you. That would be lovely.
Linda.
Well, thanks, Linda, but the kids...
Nonsense. Pip's quite capable of making beans on toast for everyone and a sandwich for her father.
Excellent. That's settled then.
Right. I'd better let David know.
Well, I'll get us all a drink.
And perhaps we could eat lunch on the patio.
On the terrace?
Yes.
You don't think it might be chilly? The breeze?
Well, it's fresh.
And the view of the garden's wonderful. It really is the only way to admire the hall and grounds properly.
Well, shall we put it to a vote?
We're all agreed, aren't we, Jack, Hazel?
Yes, all right.
Good. How lovely.
Hi, Ruth.
David, you won't believe it. Your mum's got us invited to lunch.
Hang on, Ben. Ben, hang on, wait for me. Sorry, what, at Linda's?
Yeah. Linda, I think I might need to go home.
No, we'll be fine.
David, what about lunch?
Oh, we'll bung some oven chips on or something.
Chips?
No, you and Mum stay there. Have a wonderful time. Don't need to worry about us at all.
Oh, David.
See you later.
Thank you, Linda. That was lovely.
You're very welcome, Jill.
Yes, thanks, Linda.
Do you think it'd be all right to go in now?
Yes. Yes, Jack, I think perhaps it is right.
I did say the gardens look beautiful from here. I was right, wasn't I?
Oh, yes, I agree. Don't you, Hazel?
That's a very unusual collection. Over there.
Oh, yes, that's the low allergen garden. I'm a martyr to my hay fever, I'm afraid.
What a change to go into a downstairs courtroom that isn't full of wellies and winter cords.
Oh, Ruth, you're back. I absolutely must go down and say hello to Wolfgang and Constanza.
Who?
Linda's llamas, Jack.
Oh.
Won't be long.
I'd like to see them. We'll all go down.
Oh.
Oh, oh, help!
Ruth, what's the matter?
I've lost my earring. Yeah, my earring.
Oh, dear. Con. What does it look like?
Oh, it's the same as the other one. David gave them to me.
Did you lose it out here?
Now, just a minute. We need to do this in an organised fashion. We don't want to stand on it.
Well, Linda's right. Sit still, everyone.
Now, reconstruction, Ruth. That's the key. Think back. When did you last notice you were wearing it?
And then, apparently, Linda made Ruth retrace her every step since she'd entered the hall.
Joking.
With everyone following around, combing the floors like a forensic team.
What, and all the time you had it in your pocket?
I was holding it in my hand so I could unobtrusively drop it at the right moment.
So was the spying mission a success, then?
Well, yes and no.
Oh?
I saw what she's growing, and as usual, she's gone completely over the top.
How do you mean?
She's got little weights attached to all her runner beans.
Weights? What, is there a strongest bean category?
To help them grow long and straight.
Oh, blimey.
So she's really hot competition.
Well, as much as it grieves me to admit it, it all looks wonderful.
Oh, dear.
But I've got another plan. She's organising these village walks next week.
Just so long as this new plan doesn't include me, Jill.
You spoil sport.
Maras or no maras, I'm out of this.
I'm afraid I haven't seen a notebook.
He uses it as a bit of an aid memoir, and he frets if he can't find it. It's getting rather fragile, I'm afraid.
Yes, I know. And it's very good of you to give Peggy a bit of respite. It must be quite tiring for her.
I don't mind. I'm just glad to be able to spend some time with him.
So you haven't seen each other for a number of years?
To be honest, Peggy and I haven't always seen eye to eye. And I didn't want to come between them. They seem very happy together.
Oh, I know from my own experience how fraught the stepmother-stepdaughter relationship can be.
Do you?
And you lived here with Jack and your mother?
We moved here in the late 60s.
Ah, happier times?
It didn't last long. Mother was easily bored. Mm. And then one Christmas she walked out on us.
Oh, dear.
So it was just Dad and me. And Dad was always working anyway.
Oh, yes, I have some experience of that too. And have you a family of your own now then?
Indeed I have. I can definitely say that I am a very contented woman now.
Oh, well, that's good. All's well that ends well. I love a happy ending.
Oh, me too, Linda. Absolutely. Me too.
Julia is planning a surprise for Lewis.
Well, thank you, Eddie, but we're very well provided for cider. In fact, we're having mead. Goodbye. Now, where was I?
Mrs. Bargeter?
Ah, Tom. The pig's safely delivered to the kitchens?
Yeah. They've got the barbecue spit set up already. I just wanted to drop my invoice into you.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
OK, no problem. Bye, then.
Mm. Oh, just a minute, Tom. You can sing, can't you?
Sing?
Hmm. You were in the Mikado. I remember it well.
Yeah, the Mikado. Sorry, you've lost me.
I booked some medieval musicians with hurdy-gurdies and lutes and so on, but I thought I'd put together a little madrigal choir.
What? I mean, no. Sorry, I'm busy.
Is it something you can cancel?
No, no. I'm meeting Roy. It's been arranged for ages.
Well, bring him along. Can he sing?
Sorry, Mrs. Bargeter, but we'll be in a meeting for ages. All night, in fact. It's about watching the England qualifier on Saturday.
Oh, football. Oh, well, never mind.
Julia, what on earth is going on?
See ya. Hope it all goes okay.
Ah, dirt is good.
I've just walked past someone carrying a hogshead on a platter.
And here's your costume.
I thought I was seeing things. What costume?
Well, Jessica's waiting to begin the falconry display as soon as the tourists arrive. I said you'd act as her assistant.
What?
Yeah, now, be an angel and hurry up and get changed.
Oh, no. There is no way I am wearing tights.
You have very nice legs.
I'm not talking about my legs, Julia. What is going on?
Well, it's the entertainment for the Americans. Now, don't worry. I have everything under control.
What entertainment, Julia? What have you done?
I've entitled it A Journey Through Medieval Borsetshire, an evening of food and entertainment fit for a king. Well, they adore all that kind of thing, our American friends.
That is quite beside the point. What has happened to the string quartet and the modern bistro menu?
Oh, Lewis, these people have spent their life savings on a trip halfway across the world, and some of them may never get the chance again.
You should have consulted me about this.
But you'd have said no.
Damned right I'd have said no. Elizabeth left strict instructions.
Yes, well, these people want an evening to tell their family and friends about, not mediocre meals and music they can listen to in Milwaukee or wherever they come from.
Julia.
Now, here's a copy of Summer Is A-Coming In. We'll sing it during the fourth remove.
The fourth re...
And do get changed and answer that. Oh, dear. If it's the Far Eater, tell him he's too late. I can't adjust.
Thank you. Goodness for small mercies. Hello, Lower Loxley, Lewis Carmichael speaking.
Lewis, it's Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, hello. How lovely to hear from you. Are you having a good time? How's the weather?
We're fine, thanks. I'm ringing to check that everything's on course for tonight.
Oh, yes, Julia has everything under control. You know her.
Quite. Has the food arrived?
The caterers are here, doing a splendid job.
Yeah.
And the musicians have confirmed, and it's all busy, busy, busy here. Don't worry, but I'd better get on. Don't want Julia to think I'm a swacker, do we?
Yes, all right.
So leave it all to us, and enjoy the rest of the holiday.
Yes.
Say hello to Nigel, and give our love to the children. Bye now.
Bye, Liz.
Hey, Lizzie, come on. I thought we were going for a walk. The children are waiting.
Yes, yes, sorry.
Is everything all right?
I suppose so.
Well, come on then. Lily wants to know if you can all get fish and chips on the way back again.
Yes, all right. Yeah, I'm coming.
Excuse me.
Caroline.
Oh, Hazel, can I help? You're really not allowed in the gym and pool area without appropriate footwear.
Oh, sorry. My fault. I persuaded Roy to let me have a look around. There have been some changes here.
Yes. Where is Roy?
He was called away. A block sink in one of the rooms or something.
Would you like me to take you back to the bar area?
Yes. I thought I'd eat here tonight. I asked Roy to check the bookings and find me a table.
Yes, of course.
And I apologise to him, of course, for making life difficult for you all. The Royal Garden Suite, I mean.
I see. You haven't changed your mind, then?
I wouldn't have minded taking another room, but Dad was quite insistent about it.
Was he?
The last thing I want to do is upset him. It could have repercussions. You know how fragile he is.
Perhaps we could discuss it in my office.
No need. And there'll be plenty of opportunities to talk next week, after I move in.
There. Everyone's having a wonderful time. Now, didn't I tell you, Lewis?
You did, Julia, you did. And they all absolutely love the falconry.
Well, I hate to say it.
No, you don't. You love saying it. Go on, you were right all along.
Why, such bad form to blow one's own trumpet. However, I'm sure I'll have given them a night to remember for a long time to come.
Yes, Julia dear, I'm sure you have.
And the caterers have cooked admirably. That pea soup with herb bread was delicious. And the lemon sorbet, oh, inspired.
And the spit roasted pig is going down a treat too.
Well?
Hmm?
Aren't you going to congratulate me?
Julia, of course it's all lovely, but well, my fear is that it's going to come in way over budget.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
What were the jesters and the costumes and everything else? None of that was accounted for in the planning.
That's a minor detail. Actually, I realise now how stingy Elizabeth's budgets are. I mean, she needs to think bigger. The reputation of Lower Loxley is at stake, after all. In fact, perhaps this might persuade her to my way of thinking.
Perhaps.
Oh, it's Elizabeth. Do be a dear and speak to her. I still have so much to organise.
Wait a minute, Lewis. Are those medieval instruments I can hear playing in the background?
Julia's in her element. She's doing a marvellous job. And the Americans are having a whale of a time.
It sounds quite rowdy.
Well, they're just loud. You know Americans. They do know how to enjoy themselves, don't they?
Yes.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
I'd feel happier if I could just have a quick word with Julia.
I've, no idea where she is, I'm afraid.
Never mind.
I'll get her to call you tomorrow.
No, it's fine.
Jolly good. See you all soon, then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, the queue was endless. But here you are, coffee.
Thanks. Shh. Don't wake the children.
No. Oh, Lizzie. I knew you were going to ring Mummy again.
Sorry.
And how are things?
Well, everything seemed okay.
I'm going to be very cross if we've cut our holiday short just because you won't trust my mother.
Well, there is the question of the medieval music in the background.
So?
And I definitely heard someone shouting.
And?
I'm positive I could detect something in Lewis's voice.
Well, Sherlock, we'll find out soon enough. Shouldn't take long to get back from here.
Tom.
Hi, Caroline.
You're waiting for Roy, aren't you?
Yeah, we're supposed to be going for a drink.
Well, it's going to be a while before he can get off, I'm afraid.
Oh, really?
Trudy just ran in to say she's going to be delayed. A bit of a family crisis.
Did she say how long?
She didn't know.
So we might not make last orders.
Sorry.
Oh, well.
I can leave a message in his office for you. Tell him you've gone home.
No, I'm not going home. There must be somebody who can come out for a drink.
How's the business going now? I hear you've got into partnership with Brian.
Yeah, it's going to work out brilliantly.
Good.
Of course, it'll be a step down at first.
Oh?
I'm going to be more hands-on myself. I've had to let Neil go.
And Linda said Susan's already found herself a new job.
Yeah, she did her last shift today, so at least I don't feel too bad about her. And I've got someone prepared to buy Neil's wieners, so he's a bit happier.
Does this mean you'll be packing the sausages yourself, as well as being pig man?
Yeah, but it won't be for long. Brian really moves quickly. Anyway, sometimes it's good to get back in touch with things again.
Oh, I agree. That's why I've organised a team-building day for the staff.
Oh, yeah, Roy was saying. In the maze, isn't it? They're all really looking forward to it.
Good.
Ah, it's from Ed. He's at Jazza's.
There you are. Your evening's saved.
No, they're not going out. Jazza's still supposed to be saving up for this lad's holiday.
Well, what about the girls? Brenda?
Brenda's out with some mates from work. Actually, could you leave a message for Roy then, please?
Of course.
Tell him I'll see him in the bull if he gets off in time for last orders.
Yes, all right.
Okay, thanks. See you, Caroline.
Bye, Tom.
I'll be with you in a moment, ladies and gentlemen.
Right. The caterers have done and the kitchen is spotless.
Oh, thank you, Lewis.
Yeah, I must say, Julia, despite my fears, this evening has been a real success.
The guests seem to think so.
Yes. Now, you and I can put our feet up and have a little supper. Would Nigel mind, do you think, if I raided the cellar?
But we haven't time for that.
What do you mean?
The evening isn't over yet, Lewis.
Our guests are getting back on their coach, aren't they?
The evening is still young.
What are you planning exactly?
Well, I thought a trip down to the lake would be just the thing.
No, Julia, enough is enough.
It's all arranged.
Well, that may well be so,
now,
but...
Please, can you reach those torches?
What do you want these for?
Now, please, Lewis, if you would.
Oh, all right. Here's one.
Ah, thank you. I had Titcomb prepare them earlier.
When you say prepare, Julia...
Now, just a second. Ah, there.
Julia!
Now, won't Loxley look beautiful seen from the lakeside by torchlight?
No, no, this is going too far.
Oh, Lewis, use your imagination.
I am, that's the trouble.
Oh, don't be silly.
Now, where's the nearest fire bucket? Or the fire extinguisher?
Lewis, please.
Look, if you won't tell me, I'll take it straight to the kitchen and put it out of the sink.
No, Lewis! Lewis!
Oh, my God, what's that?
I was trying to tell you. Look! Look where you're holding the torch.
What? Where? Oh, no.
You should have let me take it straight outside.
I don't know what Mummy's going to say. I mean, what excuse are we going to find?
Oh, Nigel, do shut up.
She'll know instantly it's because we didn't trust her.
I know.
She'll be very hurt.
Could you just let me concentrate on driving? You've been on and on at me for the whole journey.
And apart from that, we were having a very good time.
Yes, I know.
Freddie and Lily were getting on like a house on fire with the Thompson boys.
All right, would you stop going on at me, please, Nigel? Let's just get home, shall we?
Yes, well.
I'm very sorry, all right?
All right, children.
It's okay, Freddie, we're nearly home now. Not far to go, just round this... Oh, my... No, please, no.
What?
Nigel, look!
Oh, no.
What the hell? Blue flashing lights, what on earth is going on, Nigel? What the hell has your mother done?
Ruth has some news about Lower Loxley.
Well, you big, handsome beast.
Oh, thanks, darling.
I wasn't talking to you, I was talking to Prince.
Well, come on, don't keep me guessing. I'm so excited.
That was Elizabeth on the phone. They had the fire engines at Lower Loxley last night.
You're joking. What happened? Is everyone okay?
I know one was hurt. It wasn't really a fire.
Oh, right, good.
But someone set the fire alarms off. They had to evacuate all the guests into the ground. When Elizabeth and Nigel got back, the place was surrounded by firefighters and flashing blue lights.
No! I wouldn't be in Julia's shoes today. Oh, by the way, Sam was looking for you earlier.
No problems, are there?
No, no, it wasn't about the herd. He wanted your advice on the shirt.
A shirt?
Yeah, it's taking Kirsty out, I think.
No, I told you. I knew there was something going on there.
Yeah.
What time are you and Bert setting off with Prince?
Soon. I'd like to get to the show early evening-ish. Then there's plenty of time to get it settled on the cattle line. Hey, lad. Hey.
So you and Bert can go for a pint, you mean?
Well, I dare say there might be a bit of eating and drinking involved for the handlers.
Well, rather you than me. Especially since you've got to sleep in the trailer with Bert afterwards.
Psst. Julia.
Yes. Yes, yep. Yep. Thank you, Elizabeth. Darius, what on earth is the matter?
How did she seem?
Who?
Elizabeth.
Honestly, Lewis, you look as though you're waiting to see the head.
This takes me right back to being 10 years old, when we locked Spotty Wishheart in the satchel cupboard for the whole of Double Latin.
Oh, don't be silly. No, I was trying to show her this.
The visitor's book?
Oh.
Will that fit down the seat of my trousers, do you think?
Really, Lewis? I explained to her exactly how the fire engines came to be here. There was no damage, after all.
Oh, luckily for us. I suppose you told her it was my fault.
Well, only because it was.
Oh, thank you very much. Perhaps I should give her my version after all.
I'll be in the walled garden.
Yeah, but hang on a minute.
What?
Why the visitor's book?
I'm sorry?
You said you were trying to show Elizabeth the visitor's book.
Yes. As proof that they all had a wonderful time.
You're not telling me you got them all to fill in their comments on the evening?
Well, what else were they going to do whilst they all sat huddled in blankets on the lawn? But no, she wouldn't look at it.
Jack, you've been sitting by the window for ages.
I'm looking out for the parrot.
Oh. Jack?
Don't say it isn't a parrot again, Peggy. Just wait till you see it.
Yes, all right, dear.
Now, where's Hazel? I'd like her to see it too.
She's gone into Borchester shopping.
Oh. Well, never mind. I'm sure she'll get the chance when it comes back.
We spend so much time looking to the future, don't we?
Do you think so?
I think sometimes we forget to look back and see how far we've come. And that's just as important.
What's brought this on?
Oh, just mulling things over. Look at you, for instance.
I've come a long way since Sturchley.
You have. And you should be very proud of everything you've achieved.
Oh, I am, Peggy. And I'm very proud of Hazel, too. You're both very precious to me.
Yes. And I know you want to do your utmost to see that we're taken care of and that everything is in order.
Of course I do.
Good.
Peggy, what is it? What's on your mind?
I'd like us to discuss the question of power of attorney again.
I'd rather not.
But just listen a moment, Jack. Even if you did decide to give me power of attorney, it wouldn't come into force straight away.
Well, then.
Not for years, perhaps.
Then there's nothing to be gained from rushing into anything. Hazel's right.
Hazel?
If it won't come into force for ages, I can't see the point in talking about it now.
If we discuss it...
No,
think about it in your own time.
I said no.
You can think about the future, and when you're ready...
No, stop.
Jack?
Stop it, Peggy.
What have I said?
Don't you realise I think about nothing else?
Oh, Jack.
Please, Peggy.
I'm so sorry.
Please.
Of course.
Just let it drop.
Here we are, Julia. Back in time for supper.
Oh, it was very sweet of you to take the children for the afternoon, Ruth.
You were doing me a favour, actually. What? Mine gets so fed up by the end of the summer holidays.
Hello, Ruth.
Hi, Lewis. So, what happened last night exactly, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, Lewis set off the fire alarms.
Alas, what was meant to be a tranquil end to the evening turned into something quite different.
Oh, dear.
The alarm was ear-splitting, the fire officer stroppy, and one of the guests was almost trapped in a fire door.
Well, at least the weather was fine.
Yeah, well, even rain wouldn't have dampened their enthusiasm for the evening, having said all that.
Really?
Do you know, in some ways, it may be a good thing that they didn't get their little excursion to the lake.
How do you mean?
Well, obviously, it leaves them something to look forward to when they come next time.
It's okay for you, Kirsty.
Mm-hmm. Good choice. Let's have a look at the menu. Are you having a starter?
I will if you will.
Great, I will then. Let's see. What are you having for your main?
Oh, I don't know.
What do you fancy? King prawns?
Yeah. How are they cooked?
Black pepper and garlic.
Oh, no.
Well, what about a red or a green curry, then?
Well, let me just check what's in them.
I thought an adventurous bloke like you would be ready to try anything.
Yeah, I am.
Go on, then.
All right, let's see what you're having.
Well, I'm going to go with the king prawns and Thai fish cakes for my starter.
Good. Right. I might join you.
There you go, Prince. Well, I've been thinking about what you said on the drive down, David, about George.
Oh, right, yeah, the bench idea.
Yeah, only a bench don't seem right for him.
No, I know what you mean, but...
Because he was an active sort of chap.
Yeah, you're right. Should be a stile. Or steps or something, over a wall.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, I'll see if anyone's got any suggestions when we get back from the show.
Only a stile wants maintaining. Needs to be somewhat near Brookfield where I can keep an eye on it myself.
Well, talking about maintaining, Pete meaning to do something about the bridge over Haydon Brook. I had Joe Benny my ear about it the other night.
Yeah, he collared me about it and all.
It's just getting round to these jobs.
Oh, of course.
What?
Well, a new bridge. The George Barford Bridge.
But you're a genius. Must be something in the water down here.
Or in the ale.
Well, come on, then. I'd better buy you another.
This is great, isn't it?
Yeah, the food's amazing.
I was meaning the company.
Oh, sorry. Thanks. Yeah, I know. I've had a really good laugh.
You know, your eyes light up when you laugh.
Sam?
I think you are so pretty.
Oh, steady on, Sam.
What? I can compliment you, can't I?
Yeah, but...
You must have noticed how much I fancy you.
Ooh, and here's me thinking you just wanted a fan club for your mountain boarding.
What, is that how I come across?
I'm joking, Sam.
Yeah, I know. So?
Well, there is the little matter of you having a girlfriend already.
Well, yeah.
You haven't forgotten her, have you?
No, no. But it is practically over between us.
Oh, yeah? That's what they all say.
No, no, really.
Sorry, but practically isn't good enough.
Oh.
Look, Sam. I think you're lovely. And I really fancy you too, but there is no way I'm ever going to do for another girl what Tom and Tamsin did to me.
Okay.
So it's up to you. The ball's in your court.
Oh, any more of that, David Archer? You can take your sleeping bag and sleep in the Land Rover.
Said I'm sorry. Good grief.
Well...
And you can switch your little fan off now.
Yeah, it's a good thing my Frieda thought to pack it.
Yeah, it was a good night, though, wasn't it?
It was that.
Hope I'll still think so tomorrow morning.
Aren't you going to zip up your sleeping bag?
No, it's too warm.
Well, I'm doing mine up.
Good for you, Bert. Bert, what are you doing?
I'm just putting these bags down here.
They're in the way. I need to spread out.
Well, there we are. Now that's your half of the trailer and this is mine.
All right. You think we can get some shut-eye now?
Yeah, righto.
Well, night then.
Right. David, do you snore?
Well, I might, I suppose.
If only I could do with a good night's sleep with getting up so early tomorrow.
Right, well, I'll try not to, OK?
Right.
But, look, if I do, Ruth just gives me a shove to turn me over, OK?
Oh.
So feel free.
Well,
Night, bud.
Yeah, night.
At this point, the recording ends.